This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a couple of years now, a couple of pandemic years to be clear, that most public schools in this country have been offering students free meals, all students. The pandemic's not done, but the federal pandemic lunch program is, and so with the start of the new school year, eligible students are going to have to re-enroll or enroll in free or reduced price lunch programs, and others are just going to have to pay. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, history tells us why, for most students, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
The National School Lunch Program has its roots in recruiting soldiers for World War II.
Men between the ages of 18 and 26 can go into training immediately.
Many of those young men had grown up in the Great Depression, and they were malnourished.
They were not physically fit, a surprisingly high percentage. Truman was disturbed by that.
That's archivist Randy Soule at the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library. In 1946, Truman signed a law establishing nationwide public school lunches. One of its goals was to find a way to use surplus agricultural products. Ashton Ellett is an archivist at the University of Georgia.
We're talking peanuts, milk, beef, things that human beings consume on a daily basis.
The idea of providing free lunches didn't really enter the conversation. Again, Randy Soule at the Truman Library.
There was some rhetoric to the effect that you should not be teaching children at an early and impressionable part of their lives to expect handouts from the federal government.
A 2010 law allowed districts with a certain percentage of students on government assistance to provide free meals to everyone. Emily Gutierrez with the Urban Institute says a majority of American parents the group surveyed want free meals to be universal, especially after their kids got them for 2 years.
Folks respond much worse to the removal of some benefit rather than to be provided the benefit for the first time. So that means it's going to be harder to take something away from families than it is to decide to give it to them in the first place.
Now that the federal government isn't providing free lunches, California has started providing them itself, and Colorado voters will decide whether to do so in November. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.